While you have a lot of experience with cetuximab, and particularly in terms of head and neck, how do you think the toxicity issues are going to play out here compared to Bev as the educated patient looks at it?
Well, I think that the risk of life-threatening toxicity is far less, but I think patients are going to have some difficulty with the more predictable low-grade effects of rash and skin irritation. I mean, while Bev toxicity is sort of a single-digit serious side effect, the cetuximab toxicity is more predictable and more annoying.
Unless you're in the hypersensitivity belt of...
Right. Yeah, for those people in Dr. Szczesinski's area and west of there, that's a whole different issue.
Mark, what's your take on this issue of the dermatologic toxicity of cetuximab in terms of, you know, how much of a problem you think it's going to be in terms of quality of life?
Yeah, I don't think it's a deal breaker. I think, like Wally said, this is predictable. You can educate the patients. You can treat the rash. And our experience has been similar to managing the Tarceva rashes. And so I don't know that that's a deal breaker with regard to this. Many patients know that perhaps getting a rash is a good thing in terms of the effect of the drug. So I can't really recall a patient. We did several phase 2 trials with cetuximab in non-small cell, and I don't recall a patient having to stop treatment because of the rash. So I think it's a manageable and predictable toxicity. And as Wally was saying, that's not always true with bevacizumab. Bevacizumab tends to be well tolerated, but the toxicity can be unpredictable and catastrophic, whereas you don't see, as long as you don't have a hypersensitivity reaction with cetuximab, it ends up being a pretty well tolerated agent.